NZ On Air Music presents Long Player.
Hey, I'm Kane Strang, and I'm talking about a few songs from my new album, Two Hearts, No Brain, The Long Player on Totally Wired with Gesto.
It's been 2 years since you originally released Blue Cheese, right?
Yeah, it's been a long time.
During those 2 years, do you feel like your sound has changed with this new album?
There's just a lot more to the songs. Like, it's more layered, I think. There's more subtleties that you might not notice until you've listened through it a few times, you know? I don't know, it's everything I've done in the past blended together. Like, it's sort of got the straighter indie rock that Blue Cheese had, but it's also a bit more singer-songwritery, like the stuff I did on an acoustic guitar when I first started writing songs years ago.
Were there any specific influences for this album in particular?
One person Stephen and I sort of talked or focused on a little bit was Elliot Smith. Yeah, I sort of rediscovered him recently and was super into the sound of his album. Like, obviously he's an amazing songwriter as well, but I really love, like, things like Figure Eight were produced, especially when it came to things like drums and sort of his piano arrangements and things like that. So he was definitely one person. I actually don't listen to heaps of music when I'm recording. I'm too easily influenced. So if I'm listening to heaps of stuff, I get overwhelmed and I can't stick to one sound or one way of doing things, if that makes sense. Like, one day I'll wake up and want to make a noise rock album if I listen to a noise rock album that morning.
You have developed a very strong sense of your own sound. Like, there's a Kane Strang sound, definitely.
Yeah, and that's cool. That's definitely what I want. Like, I don't want to sound like every other indie band, you know? I want to do something different. Like, that's my main goal. And, yeah, sort of with this record, the first thing, like, one of the first things Stephen and I talked about was whether we made something that was really kind of dry and direct or something that was sort of really dreamy and with heaps of reverb and stuff. Yeah, because I think the songs could have gone either way. But in the end, it was kind of like, you know, there's enough bands doing the dreamy reverb thing, like, let's try and make something that sounds kind of a bit more confident and yeah, it's a bit more direct.
I loved My Smile Is Extinct because I just remember, like, watching you play it live and trying to just figure out where can I find that song. Then I found it. It was on your, like, a People in a Paper Crane. I was so shocked when you put it on this album. I was so happy.
Yeah, I'm really glad that I re-recorded that song. When it came to sort of choosing the track list and stuff or figuring out what I was going to record for this album, I was getting all these sort of just emails and messages about that track because I took a People in a Paper Crane down off the internet. But yeah, people were messaging me asking, you know, to get that song or if they could make a video for that song or if they could have the lyrics so they could cover it. Yeah, and I just thought that was really cool. So I decided to chuck it on this album, yeah. When I wrote it a few years ago in Germany, I was probably just being like an angsty little boy, you know. But now I see it in a different way. Like, I see the humor in it, I guess. Like, the chorus is just a super intense reaction to a situation that's really not so bad.
She'd gone too far. She met another boy.
I really struggled with the main synth melody in this song, Silence Overgrown. I don't know, no matter what I seemed to do with it, it sounded super cheesy. It finally kind of came together when I stopped just strumming the acoustic chords and started kind of just picking two notes quite aggressively. It made it sound less like a ballad, I guess. Silence Overgrown is about just sort of knowing when you need to be by yourself and when you need to have some company, I guess. Take me. Summertime in your lounge. Actually, like 5 or 6 years ago, I remember first recording it on this 8-track thing at my parents' house with Raz, who's now the bass player in my band. When I re-recorded it at Chicks with Stephen, we recorded the claps and then actually put them through an amp with heaps of spring reverb, which is why they sound a bit different. I like how the song has this kind of woozy feeling about it that makes it, I don't know, it feels like things are spiraling out of control. I really like when the lyrics of a song and the chords are kind of quite contrasting mood-wise. Like, I like when songs have happy-sounding chords but kind of sadder lyrics. Like, there's something really powerful about that, I think. So with this one, it's kind of that, but the opposite. It's a super moody track, but the lyrics themselves are actually quite positive. I'm not being, like, sarcastic or anything when I say it's not that bad. Yeah, it's meant to be positive. It's meant to be, like, it's not that bad, you'll get to it, and all that. This is kind of the big ballad of the album. It's about feeling really predictable and like you can't read someone, but they can kind of read you like a book, you know? I'm really happy with how this song turned out. Like, I'm a sucker for songs that start with just acoustic or like just guitar and vocals and then everything comes in. I seem to do that like a lot. Maybe that was the Elliott Smith influence because he tends to do that too.
Didn't take it like I wanted to. I'm see through, but can't see through you. And I don't know what you wanna do. I won't tell the truth when I'm talking to you. Seen your smile in a little.
I'm lost is about being a bit worried you're leading someone down the wrong path, or I think it sort of came about because I was feeling quite anxious when I sort of started to realize I was going to have to tour a lot and that people in my life were kind of going to, like, have to make some sacrifices because of that. And, yeah, I guess I was feeling the pressure and, yeah, feeling like I was going to have a lot of new responsibilities in the near future. It's a scary thing, like, especially with my band. They're, like, leaving home and their families and all that for months at a time to promote my sort of project. Yeah, even though it's really fun and rewarding, of course it's probably pretty hard for them at points. And I guess I was just feeling a bit guilty about that when I wrote this song.
That was Long Player. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.